There's been a call for money to address a lack of housing for people with severe mental illness. In South Australia, the parents of adults with schizophrenia say that at the moment there's only one real option, staying in the family home. James Hancock reports from Adelaide.
Pat and Keith Sutton share their home at Semaphore in Adelaide's northwest with their 44-year-old son Peter. He has schizophrenia, but requires additional care because of diabetes and a brain injury. He also doesn't speak.
Getting on now, my husband's 70 and I'm not far behind. And we have grave concerns about where he's going to live when we're no longer able, I guess, to supply the support that we give him now.
Pat Sutton says there isn't anywhere else for him to live. About 18 months ago, he tried out a privately run hostel-style facility. But she says a lack of care put his safety at risk.
We went to visit Peter one night. It was about 40 degrees. And we found him locked in his room with no water. He was incredibly hot. He'd just taken his medication, which is very sedating. Very obvious to all of us that he would have been in grave danger.
To make life harder, their other 39-year-old son, Ben, also has schizophrenia. His needs aren't as great, and he lives by himself nearby, in a property the couple bought. But they still have to provide meals and take him shopping.
People with severe mental illness need the variety of options of accommodation that are available for other disabilities. People with intellectual disability can live in group homes, where there's four or five people with their own rooms, but there's care provided.
The story is familiar to Margaret Springay. Her son Mark had schizophrenia, but committed suicide in 2008.
He just looked at me and he said, "Mum, I'd sooner die than go into one of those houses." That was really the time that he, I think, definitely made this decision to suicide. He saw that there was no hope for him in future. This was what was being offered as accommodation.
The health department says there's about 80 supported housing places for people with mental illness in Adelaide, in addition to various other mental health beds. Maurice Corcoran monitors such housing on behalf of the government. He says more places are needed.
My understanding is that there is a significant waiting list to get into that accommodation. More often than not, end up in hostel type of combination.
Sadly, this is a pretty common story across the country.
Frank Quinlan is the CEO of the Mental Health Council.
There are good examples of what can work. Unfortunately, there's just not enough of that sort of accommodation around.
Pat Sutton hopes the National Disability Insurance Scheme will provide funding for better long-term housing. A spokesperson says it's aware of the high demand for accommodation. It says some resources have been earmarked within the scheme to assist with housing, but it hasn't been designed to meet all accommodation needs. Frank Quinlan again.
I guess I'm just keen to say that we don't want to rely on one single solution. Yes, we need the NDIS to make a contribution, but we also need the states and the Commonwealth to be talking together about housing.
Frank Quinlan, CEO of the Mental Health Council, ending James Hancock's report.